beginning was a very shallow childhood. The start of something small. On January 17, 1983, Paul Mack presented his very first output recording, later known as the Movie Line. 761-3330 was born in North Hollywood to a very small following of filmgoers. On April 21, 1983, the Movie Line's co-founder, Daniel Ross, passed away and was sadly missed by the phone community. Later that year, Paul Mack went on to celebrate his 25th tape, and shortly after introduced the Camix sound system for high-fidelity output playback, later nicknamed Mack Sound. The call rate began to increase. On January 1, 1984, we celebrated our 50th tape anniversary special. This year marked the highlight of the Movie Line with the introduction of Movie Line Input at 761-0333 and the new West Valley number at 906-3000. It also brought the Gopher Twins to North Hollywood, Abdullah Bratdawala to has-been to the telephone, Dave from Burbank to popularity, and an Artie Award to the Collaborating Telephone Productions Limited and Paul Mack Productions for Diller. 1984 also premiered Paul Mack's newest award-winning short film, Obliteration. 1985 saw the demise of Dave Burbank, the disappearance of Michael the Galactic Hitchhiker, the controversial Believer's Choice series brought to the telephone, and celebrated a 2-year anniversary tape. And then finally, our original 101st tape in two parts. Which brings us up to today, June 23rd through the 27th of 1985. The Movie Line's farewell performance. Or is it?
Deep in the bowels of the Ministry of Phones is room 303.
This is the Movie Line. Not just any Movie Line, but Paul Mack's Movie Line. At 761-3330 and 906-3000.
From a place where reality is considered extinct, you're on the Movie Line at
761-3330.
You're on 906-3000.
3330,
the Movie Line, North Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Another week of film.
You're on the Movie Line.
You're listening to 761-3330.
The Movie Line.
For another week of film, listed fun.
Fun.
Hey, you're on 761-3330.
I am?
That's right, for another week of film, listed fun.
Let's go.
All right. Hello, I'm Paul Mack, and you're just in time for the Movie Line at 761-3330 for another week of film, listed fun. You're on 761-3330 for another week of film, listed fun.
All right.
That's right.
That's fun.
Fun.
What?
I said it's fun.
Good for you.
I'm Paul Mack.
I don't care who you are.
I see who it is.
Be quiet. I'm talking.
I don't care about.
Hey,
I'm going to announce this.
Will you be quiet?
It's not fun. It's phony.
What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to announce this.
Stop talking like that.
Can we get on the tape, please?
There's only one.
We gotta get on with. We really gotta get on the tape.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Do you? Be quiet.
Do you? Do you mind?
Shut up.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
What?
We're going to move now.
Who?
We're going in.
When?
Well. Are you ready for another week of film listed fun?
Yeah.
Then what are we waiting for on 761-3330?
All right, now let's try and get it right this time.
That would
okay?
make me happy.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Now you're sure you're ready?
I'm positive.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Let's do
Stand
it.
Stand by. Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
On count.
Okay.
3, 3, 2, 2. You're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun.
We did it.
Hello, you're on 761-3330 with another week of film listed fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, moviegoers of America, it's time.
Hi. You're on
561-3330 with another week of Bonus Listens.
Funny films. Wait, 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 wait a minute. Be quiet.
I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It's the funny listed films.
Loser.
Asshole.
West Hollywood. I just heard your intro on your last tape, and you know I had heard that you had some doubts and everything, but I really wanted to encourage you to stay on. And you know I'm sure you're gonna explain what's going on and everything. But you know, and even if you do keep the line up, if somebody else does it or whatever, I mean it's. Your thing is sort of something that's really needed, I think. It's the most, I think, professional line of any line that I've ever seen, and I mean that when I say that. And, you know, I know some people don't like the movie stuff and all that. That's fine, they've got other lines to call, but as far as production and entertainment values and everything, I mean, you can't be beat. I guess that's from your entertainment background or whatever. I appreciate the same things that you do. And, you know, there are the lines to call when you want to call a line, but to me, calling your line is always the most entertaining. And even if you keep it going, you know, with somebody else or just automatically on its own, it's still not going to be you. And it's, you know, I don't think anybody else out there can really put together a tape like you can, at least as far as I've seen. Some have come close, but you know, I mean, you've even done tapes on other lines that are better than the person who runs those lines, and not to impugn any other line runner, because they all do a good job, especially Bob and Nino. But you know, I really can't. I mean, I don't mean to be sentimental or anything here, but you know, as far as I see, you're the best here in this area, and. You know, I don't know what else to say. I'm sure you've probably got other things you need to do or whatever, and I don't think it's right for anybody to expect you to keep on doing this forever, but, gosh, if there's anything, that, you know, can be done to help you out, you know, I really do appreciate your production values, and, you know, I've been working in broadcasting, and, you know, I do the same things when I'm on the air. And it's interesting to hear somebody else who has the same appreciation for what can be done on the tape recorder and a few sound effects.
Gone forever, I sit alone for hours, wondering what went wrong and who's to blame. I was there to see a black cloud pulled across the sky. Wondering when it was love began to die. Gone forever, now gone but not forgotten.
Hi Paul and Movie Line Callers, this is John OCC, better known as John from La Habra, better known as many other things on this line. And Paul, I heard that you're going to be retiring. I think it's unfortunate. Because your productions are always very interesting. I know that you've poked fun a lot at me before on your lines, and I want the callers to know that even though it may have sounded malicious, it was all done in fun and you know, and stuff like that. Yeah, right. No, seriously. Paul, it's too bad you are retiring. I know how you feel because you know. Making tapes every week definitely is really hard to do sometimes when you have other obligations, and I realize that one cannot dedicate his entire life to making tapes. There's more, unfortunately, yes, there's more to life than making a comment tape or a movie line tape, and basically what I'm trying to say, Paul, is, you know, you did a very good job on your other tapes, and it's too bad that you're retiring. It's not like you're just going away. You will be out there every so often, but it's too bad that you are retiring. I understand why, because I have burnout too, and Sammy DeSeele is doing tapes for me now. And I think this would be an appropriate time to plug the line, Paul. I think you'll re-edit this, of course, as you always do. You can call the Orange County Connection at 558-0894. See? Not even enough room to do an edit. No, seriously. You can call the South Orange County Output Line for the Orange County Connection. Sammy DeSeele is now making tapes on OCC. That number to call is 714-558-0894. Don't forget you can call the OCC conference at 680-4000 and 680-0894. And of course, the input line is 680-0814. Now, Paul, as you realize, I actually called up the line not to say I'm sorry that you're retiring, but to actually plug my line. No, seriously. I hope that you do make tapes every so often, and that's basically it. Anyway, Paul, you take care. Movie line callers, you continue to call the movie line because I know that you'll be entertained forever, okay? Anyway, this is it. Now, this is totally unrehearsed, and you know I can't ad-lib with shit. So, anyway, talk to you later. Goodbye.
Gone forever. Gone forever. Gone forever. Gone forever. Forever.
Oh, isn't this silly?
What?
Here we are, two grown-up men acting like a couple of children. Why, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, you started it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Well, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Well, I know that I didn't.
You did, too.
Well, if that's how you...
Microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Whoa! Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting. Use Gritto, radio friends. The soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water. Then listen to it fizz.
Taste of that one anyway.
This is Jonathan. Saying you can't be disillusioned unless you had illusions in the first place.
Gabble blotches on allergic B.
Well, hello, Mr. Paul Mack and Movie Line callers. This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection.
Hi, Paul. This is Boogalifoot from Tarzana. So we have a couple of weeks of reruns and a couple of weeks of jungle music, huh?
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. I was down your way the other night, and I checked out your film Obliteration.
Just happened to be down your way.
It was a pretty good film. The special effects in it were great.
Hi, Paul. This is Dave Canoga Park.
Well, my goodness, I am surprised.
Greetings, Mr. Rock. This is Jerry Tarzak.
I didn't see any movie, so it was really bad. And tears were just rolling down my face. I felt so sad. Because there wasn't any movie on the screen.
Just thought I'd see what Paul's line was doing.
As it has for the past 50 tapes, it's doing nothing.
Hi, this is Alex from Los Angeles.
Oh, this is Larry Studio City.
Let me tell you, buddy, if you couldn't figure that out, I think I'd personally give you 20 lashes with a wet noodle.
That's gross.
This is Dave from Sherman Oaks.
Hey, this is Steve in the Canyon.
My name is Dale from La Cañada.
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the President of the United States.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure to be back in town and do a show for you folks.
This is Brian W. Feedback. Now send me my calculator.
We're newlyweds, and we'll be having sexual intercourse tonight. And we'd also like some rubbers, because we don't want to have children.
We don't have them.
What?
And this has been Nikki Knoga. I don't know the answer to your question, Paul, but that's okay. It's wonderful. Oh, this is Star Rosita.
How much will you charge me to haunt a house?
Hey, this is Dana Turner with the Movie Review of the Week.
Yeah, hello, this is Scott Shadforth.
Hi, my name is Scott Goddard. I spoke to you all about 3 years ago. Send me songs, send me money, send me naked photos of girls, send me anything you want, because I want to feel like a rock star and get fan mail.
We're looking for a new lead guitarist.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Fine.
And if you could find any work for me in one of your pictures, let me know, will you?
All right, Paul, fine.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi there, Paul, and everybody. This is Ken on Target with a rare appearance on the movie line.
Oh, my God, are you dying?
I love it. Who's this?
Bob 2 and 3.
Bob 2 and 3, yes.
My name is Nevin. I wonder if I could give you a review of a movie I didn't see yet.
Oh, movie line, who's on?
Lori.
Lori?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? This is Dave on Iron Maiden. Just want to say hi to everybody out there and all you moviegoers and shit like that.
But I am not queer.
Yeah, this is Jeff from Van Nuys.
Where's the music?
Dabba 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 2 on the movie.
Hi, this is Bob Rumit Burbank, and I'd like to call and just pay tribute.
Paul, it's Sheila. I would like to thank you for running the tape for Daniel.
Hi, guys. This is Dave K. Glendale calling from, you guessed it, Glendale.
I just want to say that you did one heck of a good job on both Dan Dualface Memorial Tape, and really enjoyed it. Lance Van Nuys, Cabal.
This is Rick the Trip, or better known as Rick Burbank to some. That recording, the dedication or the memorial that was done as a remembrance of Dan Dualface, Dan Ross, was fantastic.
Hi, this is Danny.
Oh, this is Max from Studio City.
Yes, this is Dragon from Wisconsin.
This is Captain Quaalude. I would like to leave a comment with my friend here,
Captain Naked.
Why, I'm Mr. Hardy, and this is my friend, Mr. Laura.
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
This is Dale from Burbank.
Paul, Dinda, Calvary.
I wasted my time dialing 7 entire numbers.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have the producer of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom right here, Mr. Robert Watts. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, man, what's happening? I'm a black man.
Up your stuff. I'm gonna give names and I'm gonna give addresses out.
Ooh, we scared.
This is Joe in Westwood.
So this is Arnold of Western Exterminator Company returning your call. No, we do not remove bugs from telephones. I'm sorry.
Hi, this is the Roach. Yes, Wally the Roach here.
Hi, this is Brian Nobody Home.
VC's abolish Walla Walla Ding Dong Daddy-O, who has been.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Nuys.
Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Mr. Fun.
I'm Bill Murray from the comedy film Ghostbusters.
Well, this is Meryl Snark
calling. This is the old Kingfish calling all the way from downtown beautiful Garden Grove. That's the city in the heart of the Orange Empire.
Fuck it.
Hi, this is Kenny from Van Nuys.
This is your roving movie reporter, Robert.
Hi, this is Mike Beverly Hills.
This is Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd.
And this has been Tony Notaro from Crazy.
This is Bob Observatory leaving a rather scathing note to Michael Hollywood, David K. Glendale, rebuttal.
Hi, this is Eric from Santa Monica.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, this is Carlton
Kent
Park.
Dave, Culver City.
Just remember that Paul Mack kicks ass.
So let's figure the thing out here, Mike. When do you plan on killing yourself?
Tomorrow afternoon, be fine.
Hi, this is Liz from Hollywood.
Hi, this is Anne from West LA.
This is Benatar Fanatic.
Hello, this is Gypsy. This has been Ken, Grateful Dead, and Paul and company. Keep up the good work.
This has been a comment from BBH.
Hello, Paul. It's Gary.
Gary GB.
I can see that, fool. I ain't blind.
Yeah, this is Mark, the movie man.
Hi, this is John Revolting calling the Paul Mack movie line. I just had a call because, me and Paul went to 2 different high schools together.
Hello, Paul, and all you movie line callers. This is Bob 69, sending you greetings from England. Yes? Believe it or not, I'm calling from England.
Well, hello and all, this is Dan Happy, the Rough Guy. I'm calling all the way from Orange County, the place to live and be. I'm calling from the most beautiful city in Orange County, Huntington Beach, that's right.
Next comment, please.
Well, this is Sean from Reading.
Hello, Paul, you muppet. And movie line patrons, this is Mark calling from Hamilton County in beautiful upstate New York.
Oh, wait a minute. Strike that, reverse it. Oh, wait a minute. Just reverse the whole thing, will you? Thank you. Where's my appeal, man? Full hooks up. Just serve your bad couch.
Hello, this is EG, the radio technician from Burbank.
Thank you.
How's that?
Ugh, that's sickening. You can't do that on the show.
Thank you, Mac Jackson.
I'm the ghost and goblin.
Hi, this is the Princess of Pimp. Hello. Yes, this is Mr. Fun. Paul Mack, how you doing, buddy? How's your throat?
Okay, here we go. Do it.
Hello,
it's
Paul.
Just like, hey, Mac, what's going on after the match? Do it.
Hey, Mac, what's going on after the match?
Do it.
Damn.
You're blowing chunks.
Dry heaves, buddy.
Oh, baby.
Come on, do it again. No, I don't want to.
Why are you sitting around moping, sitting around moping? Just listen to me. I'm sure that you will agree. Age means nothing cause it's beautifully. I'm a little now.
The number you have reached is area code 818-761-3330. Please make a note of it.
Well, this is very impromptu here from a very depressed, a very low, very down in the mouth, Mr. What's-his-face from that line out in Chatsworth with all the women that certain people aren't crazy about, but we try hard anyway. And, you know, one of the reasons we do try real hard out here is because there's a line out in North Hollywood that works very, very hard and has successfully entertained me for the last two some odd years, which I'm going to be very depressed to see gone. And I am, of course, speaking about the movie line. And I'm not going to do a Paul Mack memorial here on Paul's final tape, because unlike a lot of you callers who have enjoyed the movie line for the last 2 years, I feel very privileged in the fact that Paul and I are friends, and I know that the years ahead will bring much more creativity from Mr. Mack himself, and I will get to be seeing him and working with him on various things that a lot of you will probably not know about until they show up somewhere, whether it's here or whether it's bootleg versions on Calcom. But I do want to say on this final movie line tape that... as I said before, very impromptu, so please bear with me. I have no script in front of me, considering the electricity is out in our house, and we have no candles. And but, Paul, I want to sincerely thank you for the 2 years of entertainment and enjoyment that you brought in my ear. And I'm also sending you a very large bill for the plastic surgery I must have done to my left ear. due to listening to the movie line. I have enjoyed your stuff. I enjoy movies very much. I'm a movie fanatic, as you know, and there's only one line in the entire world that I can call and find out what's going on in the entertainment field. And I have to say that I have gone out and seen an awful lot of movies because of what I have heard on the movie line, whether it's Paul's review or whether it's reviews from you callers. And I really enjoyed that because, believe me, who cares about Rona Barrett? I call the movie line for my reviews, and I've enjoyed working with Paul Mack in the last 2 years. The other half of the Diller team, it was a very exciting thing for me, very fun, and I know there's going to be a lot of stuff coming up. Now, Paul is over here ringing the line down, but we know that Paul will be back. Paul will be around with other stuff, and who knows who's going to be showing up on Paul Mack Presents. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun, or Paul would not sign his name to it. But for now, the movie line is going to be semi-history, and the fun that we've known for the last 2 years is going to be, well, different, okay? We all need a change once in a while. I'm looking forward to finding out what happens on the movie line, but I am going to miss Paul Mack's movie line format, not necessarily in line, because I know that 761-3330 and 906-3000, and that's one thing I want you all to know, that I am local to 906-3000, but for some reason, I still call 761-3330 because it's the original thing, and I seem to enjoy that better because I just always have had a feeling that I may be listening to an edited version on 906-3000 for some reason. I don't know why I've never got over that. My phone bill has hit me in the face with that several times, yes. And, but I have enjoyed it, Paul. I want to thank you for running my phone bill up to the five digits for the last 2 years, and I have enjoyed your stuff, and as a friend, as a collaborator, I wish you all the best in your movie-making career. I've seen your film. I enjoy them. I think you've got, you're young. You've got a great future ahead of you, and if you can do as well with your filmmaking future as you have done with the movie line in entertaining those of us who call and enjoy each and every week, well then you're someday going to be, well, probably Paul Mack, and hopefully that will be something that we will all enjoy even into the future. But that's pretty much all I have to say. I rambled on here. I had really no plan on what to say. I'm kind of depressed right in the pit of my heart that movie line, as you know and love it, is not going to be quite the same for probably the next 2 weeks until Paul realizes he's had enough and he'll come back with more film list and fun and everything's going to be normal and everybody's going to forget that he said he was going to bring the line down. But that might be wishful thinking. That's pretty much it for now. Paul Mack and Movie Line Callers, I've enjoyed you all, and this is no time or place to be plugging my other line over here. I say my other line because I feel that I have been part of the Movie Line family, and well, we all grow up sometime and have to move away. So Paul, thank you very much for the 2 years, 2.5 years of film list and fun. That's going to do it for Mr. Fun way out here in the home of Shorty Shea's head. So Paul, thank you once again, and best of luck in your retirement.
Hello there, this is Dave Culver City, leaving a last comment here on the movie line. Well, Paul, I do wish that you have good luck on your line and all, and I just hope that you do have a good time, and I hope that you come up with something that's even better, or hopefully that whoever takes over will be a little bit better. And at any rate, the movie reviews have been rather interesting. Well, I do hope that whenever possible, maybe we can hear some old reruns of the movie line
But I do have some excerpts of the movie line. I do have some, so that is the way that goes. So, at any rate, that is all I'm going to say. So, you take it easy, and, well, farewell to the movie line.
We'll remember you forever, Eddie. Through the sacrifice you made, we can't believe the price you paid for love.
West Hollywood, M90069. And I figured for the last movie line tape, it would be appropriate that I do my comment here live on location in Hollywood. Because so many things in Hollywood have left us, like Schwab, Brown Derby, Max Factor, and just recently the other day, the Rexall Drugstore on Hollywood Island. And now the movie line. And so I think it's just part of a changing time, so that's why I'm doing my comment live here from Hollywood in the heart of the film industry. Paul, even though I've never formally met you, you're the only line runner that I ever spoke to directly one night when I called your line and you answered the phone. And you got me reinterested in telephone entertainment, and I've been a faithful listener to your number ever since. And like I said, even though I don't know you personally, I feel that you are a friend. And I understand your desires to want to move on, and I'm really disappointed that you are leaving us, but I understand it and do wholeheartedly support you for doing that. As such, we've come up with a list here of people acceptable and not acceptable to head up the movie line once you go on to your retirement to bigger and better things. First off, we'll start with the acceptable list, and it starts off, number one, David Letterman, number two, Dennis DeCrepo, number three, Bob Aub, number four, William Wilde, number five, Mike West Hollywood, and number six, William Wilde and Mike West Hollywood. And now, for the unacceptable list, number one, Joan Rivers, number two, Al Bernay, number three, Jim Clothesline, number four, Richie Caltom, number five, Stu Funphone, and number six, Purple Pie Man, number seven, Brian W. Feedback, and number eight, Bob 213. Anyway, Paul, we appreciate the service you've done for us throughout the years, and hope you have the best of luck in everything that you do. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll miss you. Bye-bye. This is Mike West Hollywood saying so long.
There are many people to thank for the longevity of Paul Mac Presents, beginning with the team, Daniel Ross, my co-founder and inspiration to run an entertainment line, Mr. Ron Gibson, who so many times repaired and innovated the movie line technology as you know it today, Mr. Tony Maradian, a creative partner, Dave Burbank, a creative partner, Bob Observatory, who has been very cooperative and very helpful with many projects, Eno Telefun, an inspiration, E.G., the radio technician from Burbank, our tech out here when Ron couldn't make it, Jim Clothesline, another good friend and inspiration, Dory Forma, our announcer, Sheila Ross, who came through for us many times when the movie line's equipment failed, Brian W. Feedback for helping us here with the lines, Mr. Al Diamond for forwarding to us from the 213 area code, and Christina, who is my inspiration. Our guests through 105 movie line output recordings include Danny the Stowaway, Susie and Kathy, Michael the Galactic Hitchhiker, John Wrong Number, better known as OCC, Jim ESS, Brian your Critic at Large, Mickey's Pal, Scott Goddard, Apula Bratuwaladu Has Been, Dennis DiCrepo, Jim Clothesline, Brian W. Feedback, Richard Osmond, William Wilde, Anita, Christy, Greg Berg, the Gopher Twins, Liz from North Hollywood, and Mr. David Kyle. Well, that's about gonna do it for the last time on Paul Mac Presents. I'd like to thank you all very, very, very much for making this a memorable experience. And just being with me here and going through 2.5 years of film-listed stuff. It's been a pleasure serving you and being your friend. And to all my callers out there, my sincerest thanks. And my apologies for not getting to play everybody's farewell comment. However, because of certain time limitations, we were not able to do so. That's going to do it, gang. Thank you very much. This is Paul Mac saying good night and God bless. Bye-bye. Remember, go see a movie and tell us about it next week.
Oh, I believe you and I could never really say goodbye. Wherever you may be, I'll look up and see someone in the you may be, I'll look up and see someone in the dark for me.
Let me tell you something, and it might be wise for you to remember it. Anyone in the world would give anything to do a performance. Because performing is nothing more than a form of expression. But not everyone is capable of expressing themselves openly and freely. And therefore, only a very few are chosen to communicate and express for the millions that either can't, don't know how, or would never get the opportunity to do so. And those few that are chosen are called actors, but they're still people. I might add a very special kind of people. Yes, Mr. Paramutual, that was a performance. And given by one who can express what he feels, whether it be dramatic or comic, because he communicates. Yes, he communicates. And that's the vitally important substance that makes great stars. With this kid, Mr. Paramutual, you've not only got a potential great star and comedy find, you've got a gold mine.
As God is my witness, as
God is my witness, they're not going to lick me. I'm going to live through this, and when it's all over, I'll never be hungry again. No, nor any of my folk. If I have to lie, steal, cheat, or kill, as God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Don't go away. Paul Mack will return in 1986.
From Russia, we're...